Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
During my summer break from college, I went back to my hometown to stay with my parents. I thought it would be a nice break from all the stress of college, but Dad told me that I needed to get a summer job if he was going to continue to pay for my tuition. I ended up being a part-time checker at Kroger. It wasn't the worst job in the world, but it definitely wasn't fun.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Most of my coworkers were a lot older than me, but I got along with them pretty well. The only exception was this guy named Max. He was the butcher, so I didn't see him too much when I was working, but whenever I did, he made my skin crawl. Max was 24, just a few years older than me, and I guess he was kind of handsome, but there was something about his eyes that I didn't trust. He'd stare at me like he was seconds away from ripping my clothes off or something. He'd get really close and tell me how pretty I was. One time, I even caught him trying to sniff my hair. This guy was a real creep. One time, I was working the night shift. Max and I were the only ones at the store. It was a Tuesday night, so we barely had any customers. I was cleaning up a spill in one of the aisles when Max surprised me from behind. "Hey," he said. As always, he got so close to me that I could feel his breath. I spun around. "Hi," I said. "Shouldn't you be at your station?" It was pretty close to closing time, so I knew he needed to start putting his things away. "I just wanted to check on you," he said. "Make sure you're okay." "I'm fine," I told him. "You heard about the escaped prisoner, right?" I had no idea what he was talking about. He told me it was all over the news. I guess some guy had escaped from the local prison, and the police were trying to track him down. Max said that he was a psychopath who killed his whole family a few years ago. Max even said he knew the guy personally before he completely flipped out. He even testified at the trial. Obviously, the story was complete BS. I didn't know what Max's plan was, but it seemed like he was trying to scare me in an effort to get close to me or something. It wasn't going to work. "I think I can handle myself," I told him. He grabbed my arm. "Are you sure?" he asked. His face got really close to mine. And he would have kissed me too, if I hadn't kneed him in the groin. He doubled over, and I walked away. As I left, he screamed terrible names at me, and said that he hopes the killer comes for me. I avoided Max for the rest of my shift. I decided to call my boss in the morning and tell her that I refused to work if Max was there. I knew that she'd understand, so she probably would say yes. All I had to do was finish the night shift. Closing time finally arrived, and I was ready to leave. I did the whole closing down stuff, but I couldn't lock the door without telling Max that I was going. I went to the back of the store and called for him. He wasn't behind the meat counter. "Max?" I called out again. He didn't answer. I suspected that he was messing with me again, but the rules say I couldn't leave until he did. So I went around the meat counter and into the back room. What I saw chilled me to the bone. The back door was wide open. A tall, hulking man with tattoos on his face was holding Max by the throat. The escaped prisoner was real, and he had come for Max. I had to do something. I picked up a meat cleaver from the table and slowly approached. "Hey!" I shouted. "Let him go!" The prisoner turned towards me and glared. I guess this distracted him enough for Max to pull free from his grip. I held the weapon in front of me and screamed for the man to leave. Then I glanced at Max. I needed his help too. I couldn't take on a murderer myself. We both needed to work together to scare him off. Max grabbed a knife smaller than mine and held it up towards the prisoner. "Hey," Max told him, "you can't fight us both off." Even though I was terrified, I smiled at Max. I knew he was a terrible guy, but at least we could work together. Max smiled back at me, and then he said, "The police are already on their way. Get out of here." The prisoner looked at him, and then at me. It was like he was deciding on who to fight first. "You're both dead," he grumbled. "Okay," Max said. "Think clearly. She's small and weak, and she's a woman. Let me go, and you can have her. What do you say?" The prisoner laughed. "Deal." With that, Max ran out the back door, leaving me alone with the killer. I couldn't believe it. He was just going to let me die. The prisoner dove at me, tackling me to the ground. My head slammed against the edge of the table, but I refused to drop the knife. He leaped on top of me, grabbing my neck. He squeezed until I couldn't breathe. I'd never been in a situation like this before. I always thought that I wasn't strong enough, but the fear of my life, combined with my anger at Max, must have given me extra strength. I swung the cleaver up, slamming the blade onto his side. Blood pelted me in the face. The man grunted and toppled over. He wasn't dead, but he was hurt enough for me to push him off and rush to the back door. He screamed as I left. Once I made it outside, I saw flashing police lights. A cop car had just arrived, and two officers were rushing out. I guess Max hadn't lied when he said that they were on their way. The cops both had their guns drawn. I glanced to my side and saw that Max was still here. He was waiting behind the building, and he still had the knife in his hand. He looked at me, shocked that I made it out alive. "No hard feelings," he whispered to me. I never felt more angry in my life. I turned towards the approaching cops and raised both hands in the air as I stepped away from Max. "Help!" I screamed. "He's after me! He's got a knife!" Max looked down at the knife in his hand, obviously forgetting that it was still there. "Don't move!" one of the cops screamed. Max raised the knife to show them that it was all a mistake, but that's when they opened fire. Bullets pelted Max's stomach, and he collapsed onto the floor. Blood was everywhere. He looked up at me, gasping for air. "No hard feelings," I told him.
When I was 19 years old, a strange thing happened that would have made the narration of the story impossible. I recall the incident with a little hint of dread, knowing that the demon may be anywhere now on the prowl for a victim. Or maybe he is a much changed man now and he doesn't have that black line of evil under his eyes, which makes his stare so paralyzing. It was 11 years ago at the Kroger Mart, and I had all the effervescence of a teenager. It did not matter that I was so slender. I skipped through the Kroger without a care in the world. The air felt warm on my skin as I coasted through the aisles with my purchases in the cart in front of me. The speakers at the mart chimed the seasonal tune of Jingle Bells in a loop, and the tender noise broke into an accompaniment with a mental calculation of the prices of all that I had bought in my head. It was a lot, and I was proud of myself. My family had been through so much the entire year, and I was only grateful that I could buy them stuff from my earnings, which had mostly come from online gaming. In my gingerly saunter towards the counter, the last thing I had expected to discover was a man suspiciously close to my shoulders. I could easily have shrugged off his presence if he had not brought a glowing, persistent aura with himself. Sure enough, I stared back innocently to assess him. He smiled at me, and his eyes, sunken and hollow like abandoned caves, tried to muster warmth. My stomach flogged about to repel such an extension of his being on me. "Hey, kid," he said to me. I said nothing in response, and I kept on my march towards the counter. "I hate these kids, lacking respect. I'll teach you a lesson." I heard him rasp, and I suspected it was his annoyance at the fact that I had ignored him. His steps turned purposeful, and he was at once onto me. I took in a deep breath and slid my eyes furtively over my shoulders to be certain that I was indeed being followed as I picked my pace. My heart skipped when I perceived that he also had begun to walk faster. "God damn," I muttered. "Maybe it's all in my head," I mused, trying to assuage the hard pool of saliva that was in my panicked throat. Then, I slowed down in my stride, pretending to look around as though I had forgotten to pick something. My swift turn startled him, and I watched as he stopped dead in his tracks, scanned me briefly, and suddenly turned around to fetch an item on the rack. Kroger at that time of year always had a decent crowd, but as I watched the crowd of happy purchasers, I had the sense that I had been isolated and set apart from everybody else. It dawned on me that I had been picked apart to be preyed on. In my sweeping gaze, I saw another man. He was neatly shaven, in a gray denim jacket and black pants with gray tee. He looked at me and then at my stalker before turning around. The cold hands of apprehension gripped me, and like a noose, I felt its tightening hoop around my neck, which made it difficult to breathe. I itched the stretch of my neck and loosened the collar of my shirt. I lost the core of my position in Kroger, and my active mind was all too willing to wander waywardly. The line of my vision dimmed. "Long necks, they'll fit just where I want them." I heard someone whisper into my ears from behind, and I halted at once. The stalker with dark lines under his eyes brushed past me before I could spin around to find out the source of the noise. I started to shiver as the air grew colder. My mind was at once a battleground for barren thoughts that only coasted around the surface and never settled. He turned around, knowing he was already tormenting me in my head, and he flashed me an evil grin. He walked up to the counter before me and dropped his package onto the sliding bar. From where I stood, I looked over my shoulder to confirm my suspicion that the stalker and the man in gray jacket were together. In the distance, the familiar sight flashed through the crowd of people and disappeared behind the racks. I shut my eyes to arrange my thoughts, but scarcely was I able to reach concrete thoughts. I knew I had to call the cops. I could not walk to my car with the two stalkers behind me. I chugged once and pushed the trolley towards the counter. "Hey!" The personnel behind the counter yelled to call my attention. I spun around, placed one finger in the air, and with a nervous breath, I blurted, "1 second." I tried to match the tempo of my thoughts with my feet as I marched rapidly toward the bathroom where I could get some privacy to call the cops.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It was the only thought that my teenage mind could come up with. when I realized I had made a costly error in judgment. My hands with my phone wiped out, hung in the air as I stared in the mirror, pale from dread. No, no, no! I cried as I rushed back to the door to flee. It was too late by the time my hands pulled on the hinge. Someone was already trying to enter. Let me in, you ass! The wicked rasp tore into my ears through the small gap between the door and the wall. Let me feel the blood run through that long neck once before I chop it off. I pushed back onto the door, and we both wrestled, nudging the door back and forth, until he provided a sharp blade which he poked through the gap and slashed across my chest. The tip of the blade caught my shirt and ripped through it like paper. I flinched and fell back. My life flashed before my eyes as he pushed open the door and stepped into the empty Kroger bathroom with a glistering steel blade in hand and a wry smile on his twisted face. There was a look in his eyes that defied every horror that I could describe. The black line, a mark which I could not tell was natural or affected, contoured his eyes when he stared intently and began to hound me as I crawled backward on my ass. What have I done to you? Who are you? I pleaded in tears. I'll chop your head off and dry your throat. That's who I am. He snapped at me, and just as he was about to leap with his knife, the door banged open. Both our attentions turned to the door as my heart went straight to my mouth when I saw the gray jacket stalker burst through with a gun drawn. Drop your weapon and get off, the gray jacket man said, and my dizzy brain felt lighter. Are you going to shoot me? The knife-wielding stalker laughed. Damn you, the gray shirt man said, and released a shot straight to the stalker's knee. I watched you the entire evening, Tucker. You were under arrest for armed robbery, aggravated assault, and now, attempted murder. Kid, you can leave now. You are safe, the gray jacket man said just as he cuffed the stalker and called for backup.
My name is Jason, and I'm an Uber driver. I make good money, and I've never really had any issues with difficult customers, except for one night. It was about 11 on a Saturday, and I had to pick up a couple outside of some bar in the center of the city. They seemed pretty normal at the time. The boyfriend had his arm around the girlfriend and was whispering something into her ear. She nodded gravely. I assume he said something like, "Our ride is here." They got into the back seat, and I caught a good glimpse at them. They were both maybe in their 20s, all dressed up for a night out on the town. I guess it was a little strange that they were going back home so early in the night. I said, "Hey, Janie, right?" That was the name of the person who ordered the ride. The woman didn't respond until her boyfriend elbowed her in the side. She said, "Yeah, Parkland Street." She seemed like she was in some kind of daze. She didn't seem upset or anything, just quiet and numb. I started driving. We rode in silence for a little bit, and then I noticed that the boyfriend was whispering in her ear again. He kept telling her something, and she didn't move or respond. This lasted for a few minutes until she finally snapped, and she muttered, "Please stop." I watched them in the rearview mirror, and I could see that the man was holding tightly to the woman's wrists. Her body was angling away from him. She seemed extremely uncomfortable. As an Uber driver, I only engaged in conversation with my customers if they asked me questions first. Over the years, I've realized that some people want to chat, and some just want to ride in silence. Normally, I wouldn't have said anything to these two, but I couldn't help myself. I really had a bad feeling, and I wasn't sure why. Is everything okay? I asked. Yeah, why? The man snapped at me. The woman looked up at me. I could see her eyes in the mirror, and they were looking desperate. She was pleading with me. I honestly had no idea what to do. Nothing inappropriate had happened, but I couldn't shake the feeling that this woman was in trouble. Miss, I said, are you okay? She's fine, the man shouted. I could see that he was squeezing her wrist. Aren't you, babe? I'm fine, she mumbled. I didn't know what else to say. I just kept driving. After a few more minutes, we pulled up to their house. It was on a dark, quiet street just outside the city. There were a few other houses nearby, but it felt really secluded. As soon as I parked, the man pushed his door open and jumped out. "Come on," he shouted at the woman. She didn't move. "Ma'am, do you want me to take you somewhere else?" I asked her. She opened her mouth to say something, but then her boyfriend grabbed her and started pulling her out of the car. I knew I should have done something, but honestly, I was scared by the whole thing. On one hand, I could have just been a couple fighting. It happens all the time. On the other hand, I felt like she might have been in real danger. And if I tried to do something, would that just make things worse? The man pulled her out of the car, slammed the door shut, and took her to the house. I felt terrible for not intervening, but I just sat in my car and waited. My phone buzzed, notifying me that a tip had gone through. I saw that it was for $9.11. 911. Was that a message? Was she trying to ask me for help? She could have written something, but she didn't. Maybe her boyfriend was watching her phone, and she couldn't write anything else without him noticing. I knew then and there, but I just couldn't leave without doing something. I was about to call the police when I heard a scream come from the house. My blood ran cold. If that woman was in danger, I couldn't wait for the police to arrive. I had to do something right away. I jumped out of my car and raced across the front yard. Instead of going to the front door, I ducked under the window and looked inside. There was a curtain blocking my view, so all I could see was their silhouettes. I could hear the woman begging for her life. "Please," she said. "You have to let me go." I could see their silhouettes struggling with each other through the curtain. The larger figure, the man, dove at the smaller figure and tackled her to the ground. Something fell with her because I heard a shattering sound. I couldn't wait any longer. I ran to the front door, ready to break it open, but it was already unlocked. In seconds, I was inside, and you won't believe what I saw. The man was lying dead on the floor, covered in his own blood. Right next to him were shards from a fallen vase, and the woman was standing over him, holding a blood-covered piece of vase. She'd been able to stab him while he was attacking her. "Ma'am, are you okay?" I asked. Without saying anything, she stepped over his body and handed me the piece of vase, the murder weapon. Then she pulled out her phone and called 911. Good for her. Her face was completely blank, but the words that came out of her mouth were hysterical and horrified. "Please, officer," she said. "You have to help me. My Uber driver just barged into my house and killed my boyfriend. Please come." I looked down at the weapon, now covered in my own fingerprints. What the hell was this woman trying to do? Clearly, she killed her boyfriend in self-defense. Why would she pin this on me? When she ended the call, she looked at me and smiled. "I'm sorry. I had to do it. The cops are on their way." I don't understand," I said. "He deserved what he got," she said. "And I can't go to jail for this. And you're just an Uber driver. What do you have to live for?" I wasn't scared, because I knew she wouldn't attack me. She needed me to take the blame for her boyfriend's death. When the police came, Janie completely broke down, pumping out fake tears and explaining that I had charged inside and attacked them for no reason. They were about to arrest me, but thankfully my car was parked right outside the window, so my dash cam picked up everything that happened. They questioned me for about an hour and then released me. I'm not sure what happened to Janie, but I can tell you in all my years of Uber driving.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've never had quite that strange of an experience.
Hi, this is Gronk from Dudes on Dudes. I'm here to tell you about protecting your end zone with Wet Extra Large Flushable Dude Wipes. Unlike dry wiping with toilet paper, Dude Wipes clear instead of smear. Wetter cleans better. Goodbye, dingleberries. Goodbye, itch and irritation. Plus, if you take Gronk-sized grumpies, or as I like to call them, Gronkies, baby wipes won't do. You need extra big Dude Wipes to handle the job. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole and start using Dude Wipes. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude Wipes, best clean, pants down.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.